USA Radio News.
Vice President Kamala Harris awkwardly laughed Thursday when asked about the Ukrainian refugee crisis during a joint press conference with Poland's president.
Okay. A friend in need is a friend indeed.
Harris did not commit the U.S. to accept a certain number of refugees, but she did say the U.S. would extend visas that would otherwise expire for Ukrainians. Federal officials are extending the requirement for masks on planes and public transportation through mid-April. TSA officials said the extra month will give the CDC more time to develop new targeted policies. The TSA enforces the mask rule, which extends to planes, buses, trains, and transit hubs. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
This year's flu vaccine is ineffective, according to the CDC. Reporter John Hunt explains.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now says this season's flu vaccine offers very small protection against mild cases of influenza. Against the most common flu strain circulating this season, the flu shot only reduced a person's chance of getting a mild case by 16%, which is considered not statistically significant, according to the CDC authors of the study, though the shots could offer for some minor protection against more severe illness.
Meta platforms will allow Facebook and Instagram users in some countries to call for violence against Russia and its soldiers in the context of the Ukrainian invasion. This, according to internal emails seen by Reuters, it's a temporary change to the company's hate speech policy, which also will allow posts that call for the death of Russian President Vladimir Putin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
A court order freezing up to $20 million in donations to the Freedom Convoy in Canada's capital has been extended until at least the end of March. The court received a rarely used form of an injunction sought by lawyers representing Ottawa residents and business owners who claim the truckers who demonstrated against the country's COVID-19 restrictions were disruptive. Here in the U.S., inflation keeps setting the wrong kind of records.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting inflation hit a 40-year high in February, largely driven by higher fuel prices. The Consumer Price Index jumped 7.9% on an annual basis. Financial guru Steve Forbes on Fox Business has an urgent message for President Biden.
Well, there are a lot of basic things he should do, starting by giving a green light for U.S. oil and gas production. Instead of this crazy war they're waging, we can increase production in the next few months by 1.5 million barrels a day. And that should be done. The Federal Reserve should stop their dithering about their balance sheet and start reining in the trillions of dollars that it excessively created. That's going to not only mean inflation in this year, but also in 2023.
From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Actor Jussie Smollett received his sentence Thursday for staging a hate crime, 150 days in jail. He'll also pay restitution. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.